Today on Seculo, you're going to hear exclusively from ACLJ client and FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle, plus a major announcement you do not want to miss.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Seculo, folks. We have a great broadcast for you today. We want you to join in the broadcast, too. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. I will tell you, and we're going to bring on FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle. You know now at the ACLJ, we represent Agent O'Boyle. He is a whistleblower. He has come under attack. He is the one who said in his testimony, the FBI will crush you if you speak out. And we're supposed to have whistleblower protections in the United States of America because Congress, that has oversight over these executive agencies because they provide the funding to those agencies, has whistleblower protections so that you don't face retribution for speaking out about wrongdoing you see inside your agency. So we're going to be spending the full half hour of the first half hour of the broadcast talking to Agent O'Boyle. This may be the first time you've seen him outside of the committee setting, speaking out now and going through his story. So you absolutely don't want to miss our special guest today on the broadcast, FBI Special Agent, whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to tune into this. Stay tuned. Also, I want to let you know, we're headed towards this is the end of the week. We have a big announcement that's going to come in the back half of this broadcast. So the next few segments, you're going to hear from Garrett O'Boyle. We're going to have, an incredible conversation with him. You are not going to want to miss this. It's going to be extensive. We're not talking about a four-minute segment. He's going to be on for a good chunk of time, and we're going to really deep dive into what all went wrong for him at the FBI. Really fascinating stuff. And then at the end of the broadcast, not the end, but towards the end. So we guys got to tease you. We got a big announcement coming as part of our Life and Liberty Drive. You've heard us talk about the Life and Liberty Drive all week. It continues on. None of this, I have to say, is coincidental. We've been planning all of this for months, and to be able to reveal all of it to you and to see the reaction has been really an incredible experience. You've been able to hear from these clients. You've been able to hear what we've been talking about for so long from the people that it has been impacting, and we can't do it without you. And we've talked about the Life and Liberty Drive now, but I want you to understand, just being a week in, it is already exceeding our expectations. And when you hear directly from Agent O'Boyle, not just his testimony, but you're going to hear from him directly in this next segment about, like you said, how the FBI, he feels like they were going to crush him and his family for just speaking up for the issues that matter to you. And we know those issues matter to you, whether that's life, which we're going to talk about, or whether that is just liberty, religious liberty, freedom of speech, all of those things. We look at all the comments, and we saw in those comments that those were the issues that mattered to you the most, and that is why we have launched our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Not only is every gift doubled and twice the impact, but this gives you the opportunity to join us in the fight. Unlike other broadcasts, unlike other, you know, big news shows that you see out there, they tell you what's going on. We don't just tell you what's going on. We are the ones engaged. And guess who's also engaged? You. You get to be the one engaged because we can't do it without you. We're not charging Special Agent O'Boyle. I want to make sure that's clear. We're not a big lawyer, you know, time lawyer saying, no, you have to pay us thousands of dollars. That's not how it works here. We know the financial scrutiny that they're under. So what we've done is, because of supporters like you, we are able to offer those services for free. Not just to him, by the way. Also to you. If you need us, and it's within our scope of work, we are there for you. That's why you got to go to ACLJ.org. Make your donation today as part of the Life and Liberty Drive. This is your moment to join us in the fight for life and liberty. Jordan, he's coming up next. We're going to stay tuned, because not only that, but again, after him, we got a big announcement coming.
Yeah, I spent all night actually putting together the question. I really want to dive deep with Agent O'Boyle on, based off his testimony in front of Congress. So you do not want to miss this. We're going to be spending significant time with FBI agent, Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, who is speaking out, doing the right thing because of the weaponization of the FBI. Support the work of the ACLJ. You need to be part of our Life and Liberty Drive. We are standing side by side representing these whistleblowers because of your financial support of the ACLJ. So donate today. Your gift will be doubled. Be part of the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back. Secula. We are joined by a very special guest right now, our client, a whistleblower, someone you've gotten to know well, watching this broadcast, watching the news. That is FBI agent, a special agent, Garrett O'Boyle. And Agent O'Boyle, thank you for joining us today on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me, and thank you for what you're doing on my behalf and representing me. It's very surreal for me.
We are so proud to represent you, the ACLJ, the entire team, and also all of our supporters and our donors that make our work possible. When we announced this earlier last week, the excitement around the fact that we were stepping into this fight alongside the good people inside the law enforcement agencies in Washington, D.C., which they've been so concerned about the weaponization of these agencies. And I think to see the good people stepping up. But unfortunately, I want to start with this, and I want to get into your bio too as well, because it's so impressive. But one of the most chilling things you said in your testimony was when you were asked about whether or not if someone else at the FBI had information they felt like they should blow the whistle or go to Congress and try to receive those whistleblower protections, you told them to pray about it really hard, spend a lot of time in prayer, but ultimately acknowledge that the FBI will crush you if you come out with this information. Explain to people what it means to be crushed by the FBI.
You know, there's so much that goes into that, and it's everything. You know, the FBI was the top of the mountain for me. All along the hiring process, I never thought I would make it all the way through, and I did. And then to have that dream job and to have it taken from me because I was trying to do the right thing. But more than that, it's really what was done to my family. You know, they're really the casualties of war in this one. I don't really care. I touched on it in my testimony. I don't really care what the FBI does to me, because, you know, I'll stand behind my actions and everything I've done to try to uphold my oath. But what they're doing in retaliation to my family is really what has been the most difficult. And they literally take everything. In my case, they've made us homeless. We were living in an RV for weeks. And I will never be convinced that that wasn't part of the retaliation. They knew that I was in the middle of that transfer. They let me transfer anyways, which is a violation of FBI policy itself. And then they knew that I had just had a baby. They knew we had just sold our house. They knew we hadn't closed on our house in Virginia yet. They had all of our belongings in storage, and they do it anyways. They take your clearance and effectively terminating you essentially, and then they take your pay because you don't have a clearance. And so they literally strip everything from you. You know, it's in a lot of ways, it's a modern day death sentence to put somebody into a position like that.
I think it's really interesting because this is the moment, I think, when we revealed this, we played part of your testimony on, I guess it was Monday or Tuesday, when we first kind of started talking about the process. And I know people have heard about it. They've heard about the whistleblower situation. They've heard about some of the issues within the FBI. But when they hear from you specifically, and Jordan, when they hear these family, you know, dire situations that we're putting our essentially heroes in, it is really alarming. And I think it clicked with a lot of people. Yeah. And we saw that reaction. We saw people really go, wow, you know, I've kind of heard about it, but to hear about it firsthand was a lot different.
And Agent O'Boyle, I mean, it's fair to call you easily an American hero. I just want to remind people, before serving as an FBI special agent, you served in the 101st Airborne and fought in both Iraq and Afghanistan in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. A hero alone, just by taking those action, received the combat infantry badge that is awarded to those who engage in ground combat with our nation's enemies. And then after serving in the Army and fighting in those two wars for the United States of America, you joined the police, but you not only joined the police force. I want to just talk about this because I think it speaks to your character. You've got a family, you're joining the police force, but at the same time, you decide to go back and finish your bachelor's degree, finish your college degree, so that you could apply for that, as you called it, dream job at the FBI.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, when I got back from Afghanistan, I knew that I wasn't going to reenlist again. And I literally thought that the hardest time of my life was over. I mean, that was foolish and ignorant looking back in hindsight, because what I'm going through now, I know I'm not getting shot at anymore, but it's been more difficult in a lot of ways. And yeah, then I became a police officer. That was a goal of mine before I even joined the Army. That's what I thought I wanted to do. And then while I was doing that, I decided to try to go back and finish my degree. So I was working third shift, and I was going to night school at Marquette University. And I ended up graduating cum laude from there. And once I was done with that, it was probably a month and a half, 2 months after I graduated, that I put in my application packet for the FBI. And 11 months later, I was on my way to Quantico.
During your 4 years as a special agent, Garrett O'Boyle, again, we are representing FBI Special Agent O'Boyle, and the retaliation by these government agencies, as he said, they will crush you. So we are going to make sure that these whistleblowers who are doing the right thing are protected, that their rights are restored, that they are represented vigorously in whether it's the administrative courts or the federal courts. At the ACLJ, working alongside a team of expert attorneys in this matter. We've got attorneys on the phone as early as today with the Department of Justice and assistant U.S. attorneys there. You go on then, you serve, you get this dream job at the FBI as a special agent. Over those 4 years, you received the highest annual review an employee can receive. You were selected to a special FBI SWAT team for a new unit the FBI created. But then you felt like you started to see things that were going wrong inside the FBI. Tell people about kind of what was the impetus to say, you know what, I've got to speak out. What were you seeing?
So there was a number of things that I saw, and you know, like, it's weird because there's a dichotomy there, because I really liked my job as an FBI agent. And I think just based on my short time there and my accommodations and the things I was accomplishing and doing and making a SWAT team and making a new unit in Virginia and getting selected for those things, that's one area of that career. And then the other is seeing things that are wrong, you know, and it started with the EDU officials threat tag. So in most mainstream media outlets, they call it like a school board threat tag. And a different whistleblower, I think actually there were multiple whistleblowers who brought that forward. That's when I first learned of that. And then that's one of the things that I ended up disclosing to Congress further. Congressman Jim Jordan touched on it at my testimony. And based on what he said, he thinks that that is the reason they retaliated against me so hard. But there were a couple other things that I whistleblew as well once I was in touch with Congress, because it was, you know, it wasn't daily, but every now and then there was an email we would get, or you know, an order we would get, or a new threat tag. Like there was another one, threats to SCOTUS 2022. This was in light of the Dobbs decision, that reverse Roe v. Wade that came out. And in the guidance for that threat tag, it essentially flipped who we should be looking at and investigating. Because if there's a threat to a Supreme Court justice, that's a violation of federal law. Yeah, the FBI should be looking into that and investigating that. But in the guidance, it basically said to start looking into pro-life adherence. And then on top of that, like a day or two after I learned of that threat tag, I was tasked from headquarters to query one of my confidential human sources who was a pro-life person, and asked them all sorts of questions about the Dobbs decision. And, you know, if there are people in the pro-life movement who are mobilizing to be violent. And as this is happening, I'm thinking, this is way out of bounds here. You know, the people who are pro-life, they're not going to be trying to attack anyone, certainly not a Supreme Court justice, because all the people who were picketing and protesting and rioting outside of Supreme Court justices' homes weren't people who were pro-life. So at that point, I was like, okay, this is an abuse of authority. This is a misuse of power. And so I brought that to Congress too. And so, yeah, there are things like that where certainly the FBI was out of bounds. And then at the same time, trying to carry on with my career and do the best job I can. So it was an interesting path, you know, and then it abruptly ended last September. So
we're going to keep this conversation going into the next segment, because I think this is just absolutely fascinating. And I think it's a deep dive that our listeners and our supporters need to hear. Again, this is FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, who we've been talking about all week, but now we've had on the broadcast. We're going to continue this into the next segment. Before we get to that next segment, though, I want to let you know that we are still in the middle of that Life and Liberty Drive, and I want you to know these are the kind of issues that we are talking about, because they're the issues that you have told us are important to you. So this is a moment for you where you can join us in the fight for life and for liberty. And if you can't hear this testimony, you can't hear this interview and not feel the power of what's happening here, and to know that we are involved, and we're only involved because you are involved. It's a really important time to get involved in this life and liberty drive. Join us in the fight for life and liberty. We're going to keep going, have this conversation continue with Special Agent O'Boyle. And we also have, by the way, stay tuned because we have some big news, breaking news, towards the end of the broadcast. Not to just tease it, we got some big announcements coming.
Support the work of the ACLJ, folks. And if you're watching this broadcast right now online, share it with your friends and family and subscribe, because Logan said there is more news coming today. We'll be right back with Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle. Welcome back to Secul. If you're just joining us, I know people just joined the broadcast. I want you to share it with your friends and family. We are joined right now by FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, a client of the American Center for Law and Justice. He is a whistleblower who, again, you heard before Congress talking about how the FBI crushes those who blow the whistle on the wrongdoing. And we were just talking about some of the issues that led to Agent O'Boyle speaking out, going to Congress, going to Jim Jordan, who has a great team and is doing great work at the House Judiciary Committee. We worked so close with Congressman Jordan for so many years on these issues of government corruption, wrongdoing inside the executive branch. And you mentioned right before we went to the break, Agent O'Boyle, the top three issues that spurred your need, the feeling that you needed to blow the whistle, to tell Congress about wrongdoing you were seeing in the FBI. You didn't want to give up your position in the FBI. You didn't think it was beyond repair, but that there were some issues that needed to be addressed. You brought up the school boards, the parents at the school board meetings. I wanted to start with that one. That was so shocking to people. I remember talking about on this broadcast and going on other, you know, cable news broadcasts, when they learned that just showing up at a school board meeting and voicing your concerns, whether it was the policies during COVID or the curriculum being taught to a student. I mean, that's kind of like what we encourage constantly at the ACLJ, is we always tell people, you know, it all starts at your city council and your school board, and yeah, you got to speak out, you got to run for those positions. Then the American people did just that, exercising their First Amendment rights, and they got an FBI threat tag against them.
Right. It's shocking stuff. And that, you know, I first learned of it when I think it was Congressman Jordan's office who are the ones who released it to the media after it was brought to them. And when I saw that, I was stunned. And I was like, this is not the FBI that I joined. This is not a law enforcement agency that is upholding a constitutional oath that I'm aware of, because that's not what would be happening in a free society that we're supposed to be living in. And it's interesting, you know, after that threat take came out, my own supervisor himself, he came to my squad because I worked on the JTTF, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and I was the domestic terrorism agent. That's what I was primarily assigned to. And he came to my whole squad after this was leaked after it was released to the media. And he said, we are not going to be surveilling or investigating parents who are attending school board meetings on this squad. And I'm grateful he took that stance, but I really would like to know if pressure started coming from above, if he would have stuck by it, because there were other things that happened, like a lot of the COVID policies that were coming down in the executive branch. You know, he basically rolled over on those. So I wonder if he would have simply rolled over if he was told contrary to what he had, you know, instructed my squad to do. But yeah. And then, you know, a friend of mine who I testified with, Steve Friend, he's become a close friend and confidant. But we know from his testimony that he was sitting in a parking lot at a school taking down license plates and watching parents and whatnot. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago, Director Ray, he probably perjured himself when he said that wasn't happening. So it's.
Yeah, you've literally got these. You all are testifying under oath, under penalty of perjury, to Congress, and yet you have these top-level Washington, D.C., we call them 7th-floor Washington, D.C. FBI, come out before Congress and just brazenly say that's just not true. They said that about the threat tag on the Catholic churches, too, being radicalized. And then we found out that it wasn't just at a Richmond field office, that the memo originated there, that they had actually put an informant in one of the churches, but that the memo, they said, oh, well, it was just in Richmond and we shut it down. And then we found out later from testimony that that memo was went far and wide throughout FBI field offices across the country. You also talked about, because you, I think it's very important for people to know, you're on the Joint Terrorism Task Force on domestic terrorism, so threats from within. And after the Dobbs decision, when the groups that were angry were really the supporters of abortion rights, that was the pro-life community was celebrating, and yet they tell you, you need to go focus in on pro-life advocates. Let's target them. We think they're going to be responsible for violence. And then we saw the threats on the Supreme Court. Those threats, I mean, we had it, someone make it two blocks away from Justice Kavanaugh's home to the point where he had to have U.S. Marshals and agents surrounding his house, and their security has been increased to levels they've never had to do with the Supreme Court. So it's like they were not even dealing in reality.
Absolutely. So, you know, that is another aspect that really stood out to me with that threats to SCOTUS threat tag, because, you know, most FBI offices have the news running like all day. So, you know, you, in Wichita, in Fairbanks, Alaska, wherever you are as an FBI agent, you're seeing the news of the day. And at that time, you're seeing that it's pro-choice advocates who are protesting and making threats. And, you know, you mentioned Justice Kavanaugh. In that case, it certainly seemed like that guy was going to try to harm him or kill him. I mean, that based on what was released in the media. So when you get that threat tag, and, you know, at first blush, it's like, okay, yeah, they're saying we got to make sure that any threats to the Supreme Court are handled appropriately, and rightfully so. But then when you add guidance in there that, okay, let's take a look at pro-life advocates as well. It just is very bizarre. It's a counter reality to what was happening at that time. And it shouldn't have been done, because in that way, it's basically the intelligence gathering portion of the FBI, which I think is a huge problem. And it's especially troubling when they have such a massive intel capability combined with that law enforcement power, because in this case, it was like, oh, they're just fishing to gather intel on people, and they're not even looking at the correct group that we should be looking at, or at least they're not focusing on them entirely, which that's what we should have been doing.
You know, we've got a couple minutes left. And my final question to you, Agent O'Boyne, we're so honored to represent you at the ACLJ. I know our members, too. They are so excited that we are going to be standing beside you in this tough situation you should never be in. But I wanted to go back to one thing they ask constantly of us, and, you know, we've dealt with a lot of these issues, is are these agencies beyond repair? But it seems like when there's individuals like you and these other whistleblowers that have come out from the FBI, that there are a lot of good people inside the FBI who are just scared to speak out, and that if we can make sure they're protected, that we can right the wrongs that we see inside the agency, and the FBI could get back on track. I mean, I think that's the hope that the American people want to feel.
I agree. I think that is the hope. That's the hope that I have. Granted, the more I talk to former colleagues and people in the FBI, the more it seems that they are just so afraid. You know, I even told them that ACLJ is taking me on as a client. And I said, the time is now. You guys can all start coming forward. We have the legal capability. We have the connections to Congress. Like, everybody needs to be whistleblowing about the things they're seeing, because I'm sure what me and others have done, we're just scratching the surface.
Agent O'Boyle, again, and that call you said right there, what you said right there too, the ACLJ, we've got the resources, we have the support, we've got the attorneys, we've got the experts to stand by you in this fight, to stand by other whistleblowers in this fight. And I think you said it right. This is the time to speak out, because big organizations are ready to stand with you. Thank you for joining us today. We're proud to represent you. I'm sure we'll have you back on the broadcast soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Agent O'Boyle. And like Jordan said, stay tuned. If you don't get us for the second half hour on your local radio station, find us broadcasting live on social media right now or on Sirius XM, ACLJ.org directly, because we have a big announcement coming here at the end of this broadcast.
This is the time, folks, to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, our Life and Liberty Drive, because we're going to be taking on more clients like Agent O'Boyle. We need your support today. Donate today. Be part of the Life and Liberty Drive at ACLJ.org.
keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome back to Seculo. Folks, if you missed that interview with FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, I encourage you, and Logan, people can always go back and find the broadcast and tell them how to do that, because we say that all the time, but once the broadcast is up and we're finished with the live broadcast, even if you're listening to the broadcast, there's a lot of places you can go so that you can share those interviews with your friends and family, because I know people are tuning in and out throughout the day, and you've got different times. You got to head out the door. I don't want you to have missed anything that FBI Special Agent, our client now, Garrett O'Boyle, who blew the whistle on the weaponization of the FBI and said, they will crush you, but now we're standing beside him to make sure he will no longer be crushed and that he will be vindicated and that his rights will be restored. That is what the ACLJ is committed to doing, and you do not want to miss that discussion we just had with FBI Agent Garrett O'Boyle. So, Logan, how can people find it? Maybe if they missed it on today.
Yeah, well, you can go on any of your kind of preferred platform of social media. So whether that is on YouTube, whether that is on Rumble, we are broadcasting there as well. You can also find the usually clips throughout all of our social medias. But if you want to hear the full broadcast, easiest thing to do is go to aclj.org. You can listen to it there. You can watch it there depending on how you want it. And of course, all your favorite podcast players, it's there. So the whole hour-long broadcast is there each and every day. Just go to aclj.org. You can find the best way, your kind of preferred platform of choice. One of the things that's always been important to us here at the ACLJ is to be everywhere. You know, it's not about being behind a paywall. It's not being in a place where you can't find us. If you are on a platform, we are likely there. And whether it's the newest platform or whether it's the classic Facebook, we are there broadcasting live, and you can obviously listen or watch later on as well. But definitely go back if you missed any of that interview with Garrett O'Boyle. I encourage you to go back and watch and listen when this broadcast is over. Though we have some big news coming. We've been teasing it. It's part of our Life and Liberty Drive. We want to make sure we didn't overshadow that interview we just had with Garrett O'Boyle. We wanted your focus to be there. But coming up in the next segment, we are going to make a big announcement. So stay tuned through the break. Make sure you make it through the break, because when we come back, we wanted to give this time. This is a shorter segment. We want to give it time in the next segment to really explain to you what this big announcement is as part of our Life and Liberty Drive, Jordan. We are in the middle of it now. We are 1 week in, and it has been an amazing response.
And it's an amazing response from you, our supporters, to be part of that ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. And folks, if you haven't yet been and you've been thinking about it, I think after our next major announcement in the next segment of the broadcast, you're going to understand what we are rolling out at the American Center for Law and Justice for you this month of August. We have done a lot of work behind the scenes to be ready to go to launch, to represent people like Garrett O'Boyle, but we've got breaking new information, a big announcement coming up in the next segment of the broadcast. You don't want to miss it. We are doubling down on the efforts to defend liberty in the United States of America. You know, when we talk to Agent O'Boyle, this is the Life and Liberty Drive, you realize when you're defending liberty right now, you're also defending pro-life speech.
It was wild to hear that part of the conversation, because, you know, we've kind of been focused in our head to go, well, this is part of our liberty, part of the life and liberty. But then he starts bringing up all of the really what spurred a lot of this was the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
Which is wild.
That was the beginning of what really said, you know what, this is not right. Parents at school board meetings, all the things we've talked about over the last year, maybe more than a year now at this point.
Yeah, a few years.
And now the ACLJ, our government affairs team has been directly involved, you know, in Washington, D.C., with the members of Congress, with the committees. We've been doing the FOIA work. But now, because we've got Garrett O'Boyle, we have a client, and we're going to court, that sets up a whole different matter. You get discovery. It's different than filing a FOIA. I mean, so we are doubling down in our efforts to defend life and liberty. We need you to double down in your efforts. The more you're able to donate, the more we can engage clients like Garrett O'Boyle, the more we can go fight. And sometimes that means the ACLJ bringing in outside expert attorneys, which costs the ACLJ, to make sure that these individuals are getting the best legal representation in the United States of America at no cost to them. You know, they've been economically ruined. So we're standing beside them at no cost to them because of you. You're the reason we can do that. Donate today. Be part of our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. A huge announcement coming up next. broadcast. Yeah. So we've got a big announcement. And again, I didn't want it to take away from our discussion and our time with Garrett O'Boyle, because I really, after all that congressional testimony, his prepared response, his question and answer, you know, I spent the evening really talking to Dad, talking to you, talking to our production team about what I wanted to ask him directly, what I wanted to refocus on, because we're not like a congressional committee that we're limited by, okay, now you've got 3 minutes, and first you got to make your kind of opening remarks, and then you get two questions in. And I think we were able to do that and really flush out why these agents are willing, because they love their country so much. And Logan, a big announcement right now, we are representing a second whistleblower from the FBI. You remember him, Marcus Allen. He blew the whistle on the weaponization of the FBI and the targeting of conservatives. He also is an American hero, Logan.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
All these guys we talked to have already done enough for the country to where, I mean, they're heroes. Marcus Allen, for instance, in his background before joining the FBI, served in the Marines from 2000 to 2005. Quite a time to serve in the Marines. He was deployed to Kuwait and served two tours in Iraq and contributed to Operation Iraqi Freedom. Interesting, though, he was primarily in analytical and intelligence roles because the violence got so extreme. That was the, you know, beginning of those conflicts. He was actually exposed to live enemy fire on numerous occasions, awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal and the Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal. And like Garrett O'Boyle, that's what I love about these guys. Like Garrett O'Boyle went right from the military to serving in the police to getting his degree so he could serve his dream job at the FBI. Marcus Allen, after retiring from the military, joins the FBI. Logan was the FBI Employee of the Year in 2019 in his Charlotte, North Carolina field office.
I think we should actually hear from...
Can I add one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
He has the top... He had top security clearance.
Yeah, top secret security clearance.
The top.
Let's hear him talk about that. This is when he was doing his testifying about this statement. So I think you need to hear from these guys directly. You just heard exclusive interview that we just did, extensive interview with O'Boyle. Now we move on. We don't move on. We move to another new person. And we're going to tell you why it's important for you to be a part of this after this. But listen directly from the source. This is Marcus Allen. Let's go to Byte 11.
As the holder of a top secret security clearance since 2001, I've been trusted with the nation's greatest secrets. So why am I here today? Despite my history of unblemished service to the United States, the FBI suspended my security clearance, accusing me of actually being disloyal to my country. This outrageous and insulting accusation is based on unsubstantiated accusations that I hold conspiratorial views regarding the events of January 6, 2021, and that I allegedly sympathize with criminal conduct. I do not.
I mean, Logan, these guys, again, even before they were at the FBI, put their life on the line for our country voluntarily, knowing that they were going into combat, knowing they were going into dangerous situations. And then they come back and they say, you know what? I did that. I'm going to continue to serve in law enforcement capabilities, which again is putting your life on the line. Even if you're not right in the front lines on the field, Marcus Allen, when he was in the military, still came under live fire. I mean, that was a very, that was the invasion times in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, I mean, you realize they have not only weaponized the FBI, but they are demonizing American heroes that the ACLJ is now standing side by side with. So I just want to make sure you understood clearly. We are now representing a second whistleblower, Marcus Allen, who is, again, from the FBI, and we are going to make sure our attorneys are literally on the phone today with Washington, D.C. Department of Justice attorneys on these matters. So while we're on the air, we've got ACLJ attorneys talking to the Department of Justice.
And these are people, I want to make sure this is clear too, that have been suspended without pay for now over a year.
Yep.
And these are young guys with young families, and they're not allowed to take outside income from other places. So you're talking about the FBI really just putting a hamstring on these guys for just speaking up a little bit on an issue that maybe doesn't fit their narrative. So whether that was with the last guest we had on with O'Boyle talking about maybe the pro-life side of this, or then you have Marcus Allen talking about really a very limited, I think we should keep listening to him, a very limited just response about January 6th, nothing that was could really be deemed that conspiratorial.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that bite in a second. I mean, literally, what he was doing was sitting over public news articles as they were beginning the investigation into the violence on January 6th. And you listen to all these guys. None of them supported the violence. Like all of us, they condemned the attack on our nation's capital, that peaceful protest turned into a violent protest. None of them said that was right. What they were trying to do was, from the onset of the investigation, making sure they got it right.
What you want the FBI to be doing. Let's take a listen. Let's go to Byte 12. This is, again, Marcus Allen.
I was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, played no part in the events of January 6th, and I condemn all criminal activity that occurred. Instead, it appears that I was retaliated against because I forwarded information to my superiors and others that questioned the official narrative of the events of January 6th. As a result, I was accused of promoting conspiratorial views and unreliable information. Because I did this, the FBI questioned my allegiance to the United States.
These were articles in mainstream media outlets. I think one of them might have been a Fox News article. He was not forwarding along saying, this is absolutely true. What they do as investigators is say, let's take in everything, including some of the crazier ideas. And let's put it all together before we go launching FBI raids on people's homes and doing those mass arrests, which they did after January 6th. Let's make sure we're getting it right from the start instead of Crossfire Razor and Crossfire Hurricane, where they were doing, where they were making up reasons to investigate top-level officials. But the difference here with these whistleblowers, Logan, with Garrett O'Boyle, and now I want you to make sure, as part of our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, we are now officially representing the ACLJ. FBI whistleblower Marcus Allen, who you just heard from there. I'm sure we'll get him on the broadcast next week. So I want you to understand why it is so important for you to be part of this ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. These have been individuals, and Marcus Allen talks about, and I think we have the bite, we'll play it throughout the broadcast, where he's been out of a payment for a year. He's been having to dive into his savings accounts. He's lost his health insurance. So when they suspend them without pay, Logan, they also suspend their federal health insurance.
That's absurd.
And we're gonna how they're treating American heroes.
Yeah, we're absolutely. We'll play that coming up in the next segment. But I did want to take a moment to explain to you, like Jordan said, make sure that you understand this, because just days ago, we launched our new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. And thanks to you, the kickoff has already been a great success. Your donations and your support have allowed us to take on a lot of these major new cases. Obviously, you've heard us represent Special Agent O'Boyle. He was testified before Congress. You heard all of that. And now we know that his life was torn apart. And now we're seeing it again. But because of that, because of the outcry that we had over the situation with O'Boyle, we are now allowed to defend another brave whistleblower. That is FBI Staff Operations Specialist Marcus Allen, as you heard in those clips earlier. He has been labeled disloyal to the United States after, I mean, American hero when you really hear everything that he has done. And we hopefully have some major updates that are going to come. As you said, Jordan, we are in constant communication. This isn't just we sign a retainer and then that's it. It goes off in wherever. We are in constant communication. And that is why your donations right now can make these really drastic and dramatic results.
And we're bringing on expert attorneys in these matters at the ACLJ, some from outside the ACLJ that we've worked with before on the impeachment that we've worked through in our defense of President Trump. These are, again, experts in dealing with the Department of Justice and dealing with these investigations. And you know what that does when you pull up the phone and you talk to those assistant U.S. attorney, attorney generals at the Department of Justice? They know who you are.
Yeah.
They know you've defended the President of the United States from their phony impeachment. You've taken down, I think the Washington Post said, we gutted the IRS tax-exempt division. So they know who we're dealing with. And that is, again, I'm so proud to represent these kind of Americans. Because, Logan, for so long it's felt like we've lost the FBI, we've lost the IRS, we've lost the Department of Justice. And maybe because of this, and it's what Agent O'Boyle said earlier in the broadcast. He said, you know, now that I've got the ACLJ behind me, I'm telling my friends something different than what he told them before.
Yeah.
He said, maybe we don't need to be as afraid to speak out. Hundreds of us could come speak out. And that's how we can correct and put these agencies back on track. Washington, D.C., the entrenched bureaucracy is not going to do it for us. But these good bureaucrats, these good law enforcement agents, I don't even like calling them bureaucrats, they are law enforcement agents putting their life on the line. They are the ones fighting along with us, fighting alongside them, that can right the wrongs and de-weaponize the FBI and IRS and DOJ against the American people.
Yeah, we know at times, like Jordan said, you may have felt powerless in this situation, but clearly you are not. We are there supporting good, patriotic Americans that are actually inside fighting for your freedom, and we are representing them. And by we, I mean all of us, including you. Be a part of the Life and Liberty Drive, where every dollar is matched so we can support brave men and women and agents just like the ones you've heard from today. And again, join us in the fight. We'll be right back on Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. Let me remind you, as I know people come in and out of the broadcast, one, this is a broadcast that if you watch, or maybe if you listen, but you know that these are available on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble. Share this one with your friends and family. And if we've got new people watching right now, wherever your preferred platform is, make sure you're subscribing. It's always a little different on each one, but subscribe so that you know when we're going live, so that you know sometimes we go in live later in the day if there's some breaking news. Sure. So you want to make sure you subscribe to our channels there. But Logan, first, we announced earlier this week the representation of FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, and he joined us on the broadcast today. And it was, again, I think just the comments that he made to us, they're chilling but encouraging, because before in his FBI testimony, he said, I would tell my friends probably not to do this because the FBI will crush you.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you. Give me the information. But he kind of reversed course and said, now that I've got a group the size of the ACLJ standing beside me, I can go to my friends inside the FBI and say, guys, this is the time
blow the whistle.
To blow the whistle. Folks, realize the strength of the ACLJ right there. The strength of the ACLJ that starts with you. It ends with the team that we're able to assemble. But it starts with your financial contributions so that we can assemble that team that then makes someone like Garrett O'Boyle feel like, you know what? At that testimony, I feel like I'm getting crushed. And I would tell my friends, no. Now I'm telling them, we've got the ACLJ. Yeah. Let's all come out and tell them how weaponized these agencies have become.
Yeah, and if you didn't hear that interview with Garrett O'Boyle, go listen to it. When this show is over in just a few minutes, go back and listen to that interview. But we do want us to keep playing the conversation with the big announcement that we had, that we are now representing another whistleblower, Marcus Allen.
Make sure you missed it. Marcus Allen, he also from the FBI, also a Marine veteran who served in Kuwait and two tours in Iraq, came under live enemy fire, even though he is more of someone who serves in analytical and intelligence roles. He is a FBI staff operations specialist, so like a logistical specialist, technical specialist. He is now being represented as well by the American Center for Law and Justice. Like O'Boyle, he's been suspended without pay for over a year. That includes losing health insurance.
Yeah, I think we should hear a clip from him. This will be Bite 14. But remember, this is someone who has held top secret clearance, security clearance, since 2001. You're going to look at the guy and go, well, it's pretty much his entire adult life. He has held security clearance, top secret security clearance, and because of one email and some conversations, all of a sudden, the FBI throws him under the bus, like you said, suspends him without pay, and they're not able to even his appeal was denied to even make money from anywhere else. So just sitting there and watching essentially his family have a really tough time. Let's hear directly from Marcus Allen, Bite 14.
I have never had the opportunity to defend myself. I only had one interview with the FBI, which occurred a year ago after apparent prompting from Congress. In that interview, the investigators, towards the end of the interview, uttered in response to my exasperation, don't sue us. This has been a trying circumstance for me and my family. It has been more than a year since the FBI took my paycheck from me, and we're getting financially crushed.
Financially crushed. American heroes, not only, listen, they weren't just like moved off of a case. Say, you know what, maybe you're not the right person for this case. And even then, I think you could blow the whistle on that and say, I got moved off this case because I shared an article that said we need to be careful before we launch this massive arrest operation of people involved in January 6th. None of them, by the way, thought that what happened on January 6th was okay. I mean, they all condemned it. They said, but we're about to launch a massive arrest campaign of Americans. You know, they were digitizing, trying to figure out people, who people were. And while we do that, let's be careful and let's take in all the facts we can. And that's what got, it's like he got punished because he had the audacity to share a Fox News article.
Yeah. To even just think about what could be alternative thoughts, and not even that. I mean, not even alternative, not even to share alternative narratives or whatever. No, was just saying this is something that's being floated out there right now. And I don't know, we're the FBI. Maybe that's something we need to discuss. I mean, it's absurd whether that is from him. It's the same kind of messaging we heard out of O'Boyle when it comes to the pro-life situation, which is why this just ties in so well and is really an amazing thing. And I believe God orchestrated this to be right when we launched this Life and Liberty Drive, because it ties in everything. It ties in everything, and it's such, like you said, there's stress in it, because you can't believe we're doing this to the American heroes, but there's also a relief in it to know that we are there, and that those kind of people are working within these institutions. People that are brave enough to stand up for the beliefs that they have, that a lot of you share.
And they want to be there, and they want to be doing the right thing. These were their dream jobs. Their whole life has been serving our country to defend us, and we know what happens. When the FBI takes its eye off the ball, Logan, America and Americans are in more danger, because they start focusing in on pro-life activists instead of cartels.
Of course.
And they start instead of the human traffickers. I mean, it was so disgusting in the hearing. This is Democrat Congressman Jerry Connolly from Virginia. This is what he said to their face. These American patriots who have taken fire from enemy like the Taliban and Iranian-backed forces in Iraq. This is what he called them in the hearing to their face.
I must say, on this hearing, y'all have employment grievances. That doesn't make you whistleblowers.
They were not talking about employment grievances. They're talking about specific issues. I mean, O'Boyle went through. It was the threat tag on parents. The fact that after Dobbs, when it was the abortion, pro-abortion supporters who were acting and threatening violence, that they said, go focus on pro-life activists, that they were actually trying to track them. Remember that? That they went into the churches, they were writing down, at school board meetings, they were writing down people's car tags?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, license plates. But one of the best exchanges with Marcus Allen, one I'm so proud of.
Yeah, you may remember this.
These members of Congress, they're not always so smart. Sometimes they're good politicians, but remember, they have staff that are about 22 years old who don't do their work so great. This is when Congresswoman Sanchez tried to nail Marcus Allen and said, oh, I think you've got a social media account. I'm going to expose it to everyone. Take a listen to this one, Bite 16.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter, yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at MarcusA97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
that is not my account, ma'am.
You haven't let me finish the question,
sir.
You might
have been the football player.
That's just the start.
And it went on. So I'm going to play it for you again. She should have just dropped it right there and said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to yell at my staff, which they probably deserve to be yelled at.
Yeah.
But instead, she doubled down these Democrats. Because, again, they are so stuck on the side of the bureaucracy. Take a listen.
On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. That's not my account at all.
I'm asking whether you agree with that statement, yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yeah. Do you think the gentlelady has expired? Staged January 6th. I just want him to answer.
He'll answer. Yeah, he'll answer. I'm just telling you, your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi? Do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th?
No.
No. There you go. And that is coming from our client, Marcus Allen. You hear what these guys are put through in situations that are insane and that are really disturbing for American people in general. You need to be a part of our Life and Liberty Drive, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. Go to ACLJ.org right now.